Heavenly Father, we thank you for having us here today. We thank you for everyone here. We especially thank you for Zion Lutheran, who has opened their doors to Jesus Said Ministries. Father, we ask your blessing upon each person here today. Father, we ask that the Holy Spirit would touch everyone's minds and hearts. And Father, protect us from the enemy who would come to kill, steal, and destroy. Father, we ask you to bless our meal. We ask you to bless the clothesline and the message and the music, Lord. And we would just pray that you would get the honor and you would get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we're going to play some music first, then we're going to do a DVD. Amazing grace. Okay. Steve's going to help me set the DVD up. Yeah, amen. We should be thankful, that's for sure. Our chains are gone. We've been set free. Oh, my God, my Savior has ransomed me. Okay, we're going to see a DVD. I can't show the whole thing because it's too long. So this is there's a DVD I have of five people who have encountered Jesus. I mean, I have not seen Jesus in a dream or a vision, but these people have. These people are all Muslims. And they've encountered Jesus, I believe, for the reason that the Bible is not permitted in Islamic countries. If you're a Muslim and you convert to Christianity, there's a significant penalty. It could even be death. So there's a story of a guy. His name is Ali, and he's an alcoholic. And it's a true story. There's an actor who looks like Ali, and then Ali actually narrates the story. And they must be speaking in a foreign language because it's dubbed over in English. So if you look at their lips and the words don't quite match, but that's not important. And basically, Ali, it's a shepherd boy. I believe it's in Turkey. And he loses a sheep, and his parents beat him. And they abuse him and mistreat him. And as an adult, he becomes an alcoholic. Now, I'm not going to show all that part. It's in the beginning. But he beats his wife every day, and he has two little kids who are seeing that. When he becomes sober, he knows that he has to leave or he's going to kill his wife and his family. So he leaves to go to another country to work construction. He still continues to drink and get drunk, but because he's such a good worker, he's a plasterer by trade. He's such a good worker that they keep him on. So one night, he's with his friends in a bar and they close the place out. And he says he wants to get close to God. He says he's searching and wants to get close to God. He wants to stop drinking. And he wants to go on a pilgrimage to Mecca. That's a big deal. If you've ever seen pictures, there's millions of people who go. And they go in these large circles around this thing, this Kaaba, it's called, in the middle of an area in Mecca. So anyway, he goes on this pilgrimage. And the movie will pick up. With right here, Ali has left Turkey and he's gone to Saudi Arabia and he's talking to his wife on the phone and he's going to tell her what he's going to do. So we'll pick it up right here and we'll see how it goes. You got to keep it down.
May God help me, right? After all, I can't drink here.
Right?
Yes, that's right. That's right. I've quit. Really? Actually, you can get alcohol here. But I'm not drinking. Only once in a while, you know. In fact, I was in Mecca.
Mecca?
I did Umrah. And I want to go to Hajj next year. What do you think? Isn't it a good news?
Yes, it certainly is.
You know, when we were in school, we didn't learn much in religion classes. Just some Arabic prayers. Do you remember? But now things are different. From now on, I'm going to be a devout Muslim, Zahra. I'm going to become a good father and a good husband. Zahra, I don't want to drink ever again. Zahra? Hello? Zahra?
Yes?
I thought you hung up on me.
We all miss you.
I miss you too. Look, my time is running out. Kiss the children for me.
When will you come home?
I'll keep sending you money, okay?
About a year later, a group of friends and I decided to go on the Hajj together. Four people rode in each car. No one got in my car because I didn't have a driver's license and I wasn't a good driver. They were all scared. I drove myself the entire way. As the sun set, we reached Mecca and entered the Kaaba. And after going around the Kaaba, evening prayers were performed. That evening, I did evening prayers for the first time in my life.
Today was tiring. I hope I'm going to have a restful night.
Can
I can't believe I'm here. All my life I have dreamt of being here.
That's wonderful. That means your prayers have been answered, doesn't it?
Ali, let me confess something to you.
Confess?
Like a lot of people in our country, I know you weren't raised a religious man. I am amazed. Seeing you here has really amazed me.
You're right. I have had problems, but that is going to change. From now on, I'm going to leave my problems behind me. I want to become a Muslim, devoted to his religion. I want to quit drinking and live in peace with my family.
We are glad you are here, Ali. May God accept all your prayers.
God willing. Thanks. Thank you.
Friends, it's really late. We should go to sleep. May God give you a restful night.
May God give you a restful night.
Ali, are you going to sleep outside? Aren't you coming in?
It's too hot inside the tent. I'll be more comfortable outside. May God give you a
thanks,
restful
thanks.
Sleep. How can I reach you, God? I don't know. But I know you're there. With all my heart, I pray to you. I want you to reveal yourself to me. I want you to save me from the grip of alcohol. I want you to save me.
You belong to me.
I know who you are. You are Jesus.
I am going to take you with me.
If I go with you, what happens to my wife and children?
Depart from here. You belong to me.
When I woke from my dream, I was bursting with joy. I was all stirred up inside. It was like I was flying. I touched the carpet beneath me to know where I was, on the ground or in the air. I realized I was on the ground. I wanted to experience the same dream again, but I wasn't sleepy.
Pero. Pero. I saw Jesus.
Nelly. What are you talking about?
I saw Jesus in my dream. He came to me. Come on now. Come on. Come on.
Ali, what are you talking about?
Are you awake?
Oh, thanks to you, yes.
Ali.
Did you hear that?
What?
The voice. Jesus' voice.
Ali, what are you talking about?
The voice. Jesus' voice.
You ate too much last night and you had a nightmare.
No. It was a really beautiful dream. Really beautiful. What do you think? Maybe if I go back to sleep, I'll see it again.
That's a good idea. Go back to sleep. Tomorrow will be a big day.
Ali, you belong to me. You will not go on this pilgrimage. Leave this place.
I kept hearing a voice saying, depart, and this voice really disturbed me. I was afraid because I didn't know where the voice was coming from. I couldn't go back to sleep, so I went to where my car was parked and got inside.
Okay, I have to pause it here because it's a little bit lengthy, so we're going to go to the next section, but sorry about that, it's trying to get this set up here. Okay, basically, he leaves. I mean, to have a vision where Jesus actually appears to you and tells you to leave this place. And he touched him in the head and he healed him from his alcohol addiction. So Ali goes back to work and starts telling everybody about Jesus. And they have to ask him to, stop sharing so much about Jesus because you're paying you to lay brick here. So he eventually goes back home. So he comes back home and nobody knows he's become a Christian except his wife and his kids. So they're going to have a big get together for him here and to celebrate his return and his being good to his family, but they don't really know what happened to him. So we're going to show this here. And it shows a little bit what happens when you become a Christian in an area that's hostile to Christianity.
All my neighbors that gathered together at my house. At that moment, I was very happy. Although they knew I used to beat my wife and abuse my children, my neighbors still liked me. At that moment, a voice in me said, "Rise to your feet."
Listen, I have something to say. While in Saudi Arabia, I saw Jesus in my dream. And Jesus touched me. I want you all to know that I now follow Jesus. I have become a Christian.
Thank you. Quick, boys. It's time for bed. Come on, get moving.
Sarah, I really have become a Christian.
But how? How does one become a Christian in Arabia?
I had a dream there. Jesus came to me in the dream and touched me. He changed my heart. He gave me incredible joy. He told me that I belong to him. And I love them too. Now I don't know what I'm going to do.
What's going on, Eli? What's the problem?
Sarah, I love you very much. I always love you. I'm not going to strike you ever again. The Lord has forgiven me. Would you also forgive me?
I forgive you, Ali. Why are you crying? What's the problem?
Sarah, no. Sarah, I'm... Now I'm a Christian. But you aren't. So, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
It's all right, Ali. If you've become a Christian, I'll become one too.
That night, my house was filled with peace. However, neither my wife, Zera, nor I knew a single Christian. We didn't know what to do, but I needed to work, so we decided I should go back to my former trade of plastering.
And in my dream, he touched me.
Hey! All right, I got to pause it there for a minute because it goes on a lot about him working, but we can see he's sharing the gospel message. You know, when you really get radically saved, you really can't contain yourself. You really have to share the gospel message. And, you know, we look at that and, you know, we're so fortunate and blessed in this country. Can you imagine if I said I'm a Christian and everybody in this room walked out of here except Gail, my wife? I mean, can you imagine that? How humiliating, how devastating that would be to a person? But that's how it's like. In fact, in some places, if you proclaim what that guy did, they come and they kill you the next day. So we're so blessed in our country. And yet, in our country, we're not giving the glory to God. We're giving the glory to everything else but God. And we wonder why we have so many problems and so many things are wrong. And that's one of the reasons why. And so these people don't know what they're going to do. They don't know where any Christians are. They don't have any Bibles. They can't turn on WCRF. They can't pick up a Bible like we have scores of Bibles here. Everyone probably has a Bible. At least has heard something. There's just a church right here. So we're going to go to like the last section, but it talks about... What happened to them?
And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth,
Sarah,
and the life.
Sarah, come quickly.
No one comes to the Father except
Sarah, come quickly.
Huh? What?
You might hear from other sources.
Jesus is here.
Are you okay?
He's right here, inside the radio.
Why would Jesus be inside the radio?
Shh. Listen.
But Jesus doesn't say that. He says, if you want to reach God, He will hold our hand and help us.
The name of the radio program was Call to Peace. When I heard this broadcast, I immediately picked up the pen and paper to write the radio station and ask for a New Testament. I received a New Testament within 10 days. I was very happy to have this book. I read the entire New Testament without sleeping. I was so excited. Then my life started to change. In fact, people could see the change in my life very clearly, very clearly. Now, I invite people to my home and ask everyone this question. Do you really want to see heaven? If you do, come to my house.
Thank you very much, Zahra. Can't Ali trick my husband into reading the New Testament?
There's no need to trick anyone of it. The Lord himself draws us with his love. I'm sure Ali will talk with your husband, if he hasn't already.
Ali has changed into a wonderful person. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I've experienced an extremely difficult childhood. I felt rejected and unloved by my family. But those times when I worked as a shepherd, I also felt there was a God who existed, even though I didn't know him. I would explain all my problems to him, and he would feel my hurt. I felt as if he comforted me, and I found peace in knowing he was there. He would listen to my troubles for hours and hours. A dream changed my life because I was looking for salvation, and I found salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I say to you who are tired, struggling, weary, search for the true God and give all your problems to him.
So that's the end of Ali's story. The amazing thing is that there's a DVD with five stories like that. We're not going to show any of those right now. But, you know, a lot of us started off as, we were all kids at one time, weren't we? And there was one time in our life where we were innocent. And that's called before the age of accountability. So as a small child, a lot of us didn't sin, or were not sinning that we knew of. A number of us gave our lives to Christ, heard a gospel message, came forward. But like Ali, we all have problems. Things come across our way. His parents abused him. You look at all the abuse that happens. Look at those girls and the women in Cleveland. For 10 years, they were held prisoners. I mean, the Lord can heal them, and I'm sure he will. But the Lord, whatever problem anybody has in here, whatever burden or struggle that you have to know that the Lord can deliver you of that. But you have to want to be delivered. Ali was a drunk for many, many years, and he had had enough. You may be addicted to something else. There's pornography rampant in our society anymore. There's drugs. There's all kinds of things that people get addicted to. You know, living together without being married is also sin. It's a sex addiction. The Bible says, do not commit adultery. Jesus said, if you look at a person with lust in your eyes, you've already committed adultery. Jesus said to follow him at least 20 times in the Bible. So when people say, well, what should I do? What should I be? Well, Jesus said, follow me. So we all know what Jesus was. He was perfect. He was sinless. Now, that sets a really high bar. But it's a goal that we can attain if we give our lives to Christ. As Ali did, as his wife did, they listened, they heard a message. I'm talking to all of you now. I'm giving you a message. And the message is that Jesus is the only way you're ever going to get out of the problems that you're in and it's pulling you down. Yes, you'll have persecutions and trials. We all will. But you'll have a peace knowing that if you died this afternoon in some way, that you can be his. Because Jesus said he is the only way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And without him, you cannot get to the Father. So I would just ask the people in here today, we see a very moving story. And you have to ask yourself, how much longer will you live that life? I live that life. It's a cycle. You're happy. You're sad. You're high. You're straight. You're up. you're down. You're secure, you're fearful. And it never ends until the one day you say, that's it. I lay it down. I can't take it anymore. And I give my life to Christ. Some people, one of these movies here, the guy does it on his deathbed. His last breath he gives to Christ. The thief on the cross, his last breath. I mean, look at all of us. I mean, do you want to go to your last breath? I know a number of people here are Christians and know the Lord, and that's great. But a lot of people here have accepted the Lord once in their life, have come up and prayed, and yet have fallen back. And the Lord doesn't want that. He wants you to be like Him. You know, Jesus said a couple very simple things. He said, be salt and be light. He said, don't get your light and put it under a bushel. Don't hide it. Look at Ali. He told everybody in that room, I become a Christian. And they laughed at him and left. But yet, over time, they came back. His neighbor came back and started to talk to him. Turkey, where this guy is from, is not Saudi Arabia. You cannot do this in Saudi Arabia. Turkey, they have some degree of letting people speak about the gospel, but not much. So as you reflect today, we can say a word of prayer, and you can pray along with me. You could ask the Lord to let you start anew. But we have people. We have Pastor Sam and Pastor Jerry. They come faithfully here every week. You know, Pastor Sam was talking last week. You know, the Bible says, do I keep on sinning to get more grace? Heaven forbid. We don't do that. You know, Pastor Jerry always talks about Luke 16, about the rich man and Lazarus. You know, the rich man went to hell. And Lazarus, the beggar, was in heaven. And there was a big void. And he said, just please, put your finger in a cup of water and touch my tongue because I'm burning up. It's serious stuff. It's serious stuff. And, you know, we have loved ones who die, and we don't know if they knew Jesus as Lord and Savior of their life. But we know that if the rich man saw Lazarus, that we're going to see each other, or we could see each other in heaven and hell. And I don't want to see somebody and say, why didn't you tell me? I'm telling you now. I'm telling you now. So if something would happen to one of us, no one knows the time or day or hour. Young people die, get in car accidents. A whole bunch of them died a few weeks ago or months ago. Six of them or something in Youngstown, the car rolled over and they died. It could happen. So I'll just pray with everyone. But if someone needs a special prayer and is really struggling, and I applaud the people who came up for baptism a few weeks ago. I know Blanche was one of them. You know, you showed people that you're going to stand for Jesus and the devil's going to attack you. He hates that you did that. But he'll give you the strength. So, should we pray? We'll say one prayer. Okay, let's pray real quick, and then Steve's going to play us a song, and then we'll come up. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everyone here today, and we thank you for this awesome message, and we thank you, Father, most of all, that Jesus came and He touched each one of our hearts. He said that He came, and all we have to do is come to Him. We all know John 3:16, that God so loved us that He gave Jesus. And Father, I would just pray for everyone here. And everyone here, if you would just think or repeat, and let's just pray to the Lord and ask Him to heal us and save us. Father, we just come to You today. We thank You, You love us. We thank You, You care for us. And Father, we just give our lives to You right now. We confess our wrongdoings. We have to repent, Father. We repent. Help us to turn away from our sin. Help us to seek You out. Touch our hearts. Touch our minds. Break the addictions that pull us down. Help us to become new creations in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen to a song. Amen. Thank you, Steve.
I cry, dear Lord, I cannot come to where You are.
Okay, just leave it up.
He came to me. That's why.
remind everybody.
He came to me when I was bound in chains of my sin. He came to me when I could find no peace within. Then he reached down and drew me gently to his side. And today, in his sweet love, I now abide. He came to me.